Yeah, pretty mixed emotions on that fifth day there. Obviously, really nice to get your first 100 in Test cricket, but then at the same time, we sort of haven't regained the Ashes. So it was pretty mixed emotions. But I think looking at the bigger picture, it was more of a disappointing day, I think.
But from a personal point of view, there was that amazing success with your first Test 100. You must have been inundated with calls and text messages and everything else from friends and family.
Yeah, it was. I got back on the night. Had a couple of well done messages off, family and friends and everyone like that. I still really wasn't. Didn't think I was able to sort of celebrate it as well as as well I would have liked to.
Your dad, of course, played a different sport. He played rugby league. But he would appreciate, a success at doing it in such a difficult environment—an Ashes Test match on the last day when trying to save a match.
Yeah, well, he was. He sent me a text straight away, saying, "Well done." But obviously disappointing from a team point of view. But just try and take the positives out of it as you can.
Now, talk us through what your emotions were like as you're approaching that 100, because it's very nerve-wracking, I imagine. Was it just excitement at that point when you're into the 90s?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really tough situation. Obviously we were backs up against the wall, and the sort of personal milestones weren't really sort of what we were concentrating on. There was a bigger picture, which was, try and bat the day out and look for that win, or bat out for the draw. But I still kept one of my eyes on the scoreboard if I could. I was pretty nervous, but thankfully I got there.
Did that in some ways almost make it easier because you had such a difficult job to do for the team that, as you say, perhaps the personal landmark didn't seem quite so important, perhaps?
possibly, because I had to, concentrate on staying in and just being at the crease. Take the runs as they come. So maybe that could have helped towards the way that everything went.
Have you found Test cricket? You seem to have taken to it like the old duck to water. You seem to be enjoying the challenge out there. And Michael Vaughan, part of the commentary team on Test Match Special, said you look like a player who the kit fits well on you. I mean, is that something you've felt since you've got into the Test team?
It's been very tough. I was always expecting it to be tough. That's the highest level of cricket to be played, which is Test cricket, and then it being an Ashes Test match as well. I've enjoyed every challenge that I've came up against so far, and hopefully there'll be more in the future.